7 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Luxembourg's Labour Minister Georges Michaud says there's great fear among Amazon staff following Friday's announcement of up to 470 job cuts. Staff representatives worry the layoffs could exceed that number, with more cuts potentially coming in a few months. Consultations began on Monday, with negotiations set to conclude by December the 15th. The minister promised ADEM support for affected workers. Luxembourg customs have revealed a major drug bust from August. 600 kilograms of cannabis hidden in a shipment labelled as blankets at the Findel cargo centre. The recipient was arrested in the Netherlands after a police-controlled delivery. In international news, US envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today as Washington pushes for a Ukraine peace deal following weekend talks with Ukrainian officials in Florida. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky makes his first official visit to Ireland, meeting President Catherine Connolly and Taoiseach Michael Martin and addressing Parliament. Indonesia's flood and landslide death toll has climbed past 600, with rescue teams struggling to reach isolated communities in Sumatra. Authorities warn the toll may rise further as many people are still missing. The Pope wraps up his Lebanon visit today, praying at the Beirut port blast site and celebrating Mass at the waterfront before returning to Rome this afternoon. Moving to sports, and Bulgaria will host the opening three stages of next year's Giro d'Italia in May, marking the second consecutive cycling race starting outside of Italy, following this year's Albanian debut won by Britain's Simon Yates. And Luxembourg's women's football team bounced back from Friday's defeat, thrashing Cyprus 3-0 yesterday in their second friendly as they prepare for next year's Nations League campaign. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Expect heavy cloud cover all day with some light showers towards the end of the morning and more rain scattered throughout the afternoon. Temperatures start off at around 1 to 3 degrees this morning, rising to highs of 5 to 7 degrees in the afternoon.